baby. This mother Luella Jenkins of EOTMRadio.com. I need y'all to go to www.wolfentertainment.com/au. Go there and check out some of that music. Child, they got some music on there. You hear me? Child, they got, what's his name? Helmut. He know he play that saxophone. Yeah, he play the saxophone, and you know he give him hell now, because his name Helmut, honey. He know he play that phone. Now, y'all go on there and check him out. They got, what that name is? They got Toxic Flame, Green Fire, Blue Wolf, and Fetty, that boy Fetty, Ron Anthony, Sidney Bonds. I mean, just go on there and check it out. And Miss Wood, why she be boom, 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 boom. Yeah, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, she know she be doing that thing. You hear me? Now, y'all go on there and check them out, because when you get Carla and Helmut together, you got some hell on this world. You hear me? Because they going to make sure you get some publicity. Now, you go on there and check them out and get some of the music, baby. Check out some of that music. Ooh, they know they play. They got all kind of rappers and jazz and everything. You tell them that mother Luella James sent you there to get some of that music. And Helmut, you keep gathering them hair, baby.
This has been brought to you by EOTMRadio.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Carla B is here. You are tuned in to, what are you tuned into? You're tuned in to Guys Ask Girls, your online dating tip minutes by yours truly. Don't go anywhere, y'all. It's going to be good. I promise you guys, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay connected for some great, great tips. Right now, we're going to check out a little bit of Sade, Soldier of Love. Don't go anywhere. Hold tight.
I've been torn up inside, oh, I've been
Hey, what's up, y'all? Carla B is here. You are tuned in to Guys Ask Girls, your online dating tips minute by yours truly, Carla B. And that track right there that we just played was by Sade. It was Soldier of Love, and thought that was fitting for online dating tips minute show, you know, because I'm sure all of you guys that are tackling online dating and this 2014, April 12, 2014, you guys are probably soldiers of love. You have to be to keep it moving with it. So that was for y'all. Yeah, that was for y'all. Welcome back to the eBuzz with me, Carla B. This is your online dating tip minutes brought to you by the Girls Ask Guys and Guys Ask Girls series of shows aired right here on EOTMradio.com. And don't trip if you think I said this already. I probably did. I like repeating myself. All right, so the tip tonight is for the fellas, and it's part of the Guys Ask Girls series of shows. So, yes, y'all, again. All right, so if you are a guy and you're looking to dive back into the dating scene but don't have the time to go out and meet women, I know that's a lot of your problem, right? Online dating might be the way to go for you. There are many advantages to finding dates online. For one, it removes much of the anxiety that comes along with approaching women in real life. You know? Yeah. Additionally, it lets you screen people before you put in any effort into getting to know them. This saves a lot of time. And for men, in particular with busy careers or a limited network, online dating might seem like the ultimate solution. It just might. For most guys, however, connecting to a woman over the internet, it can be a tad bit frustrating, a frustrating task. A lot of guys spend hours browsing potential matches and messages and messaging dozens of women only to be ignored completely. And I'm sure that's not a good feeling. I know it's not. So this is why this is for you. So if you're thinking about taking a shot at online dating or have already tried it with little luck, you need to know that your success is dependent on a solid strategy, just like in business. You got to look at it like, you know, it's a business with that agenda. Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely your success is dependent on a solid strategy. And today I'll be sharing a couple of nuggets for men that will put you way ahead of the competition. All I need in return is just a tweet of thank you if it works. So make sure you tweet me. My Twitter handle is EOTMPR, and you could use the hashtag GuysAskGirls. When you tweet me, okay, I want to know if it helped. I want to know if it worked. And then also, if you have any questions in regards to other online dating dilemmas or things that you've experienced, definitely email me. You can tweet me, tweet me and direct message me via Twitter, and definitely I'll get back with you. I'm pretty good at that, I think. You know, my assistant is pretty good at that, and if she's not, I'll be pretty good at it, okay? So, yeah, we're going to make it happen for y'all. All right, so number one, first tip, and it's going to be a really quick show because it's our online dating tip minutes. All right, so number one, find a dating site that works for you. I think we've talked about this before, but that's so key. Online dating has become quite a profitable industry in recent years, with millions turning to the Internet to find love. Beware, not all dating sites are created equal. Okay, today there are hundreds of online dating sites that cater to almost every demographic. So make sure you know exactly what you're looking for before signing up to a service. So, I mean, are you an entrepreneur and looking to connect with like-minded women, like-minded individuals? That's something for you. You could definitely check out entrepreneursmatch.com. It's actually the number one site for successful entrepreneurs looking to date online. How do I know this? Because I founded it. You know, we launched the site about a couple months ago. It's been pretty successful thus far. We got some really great reviews from some of our members, so definitely check it out, entrepreneursmatch.com. But there's plenty of other ones out there as well that I'm sure you're familiar with. Some that are free, like OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Match.com. They have a limited service for the free users, and then one of the best out there, I think, is eHarmony. So there's definitely a lot out there, so just figure out which one is going to work for you, and definitely I would say do more than one, sign up for more than one at a time, just to be able to get the maximum impact. All right? Okay, so number two, create an A-plus profile. What is that? What is an A-plus profile? Well, with any form of dating, first impressions are crucial, and the guys know this, the guys that have been doing online dating with no success. Yeah, those first impressions are crucial because of how impersonal online dating can seem. Many men forget that their profiles are frequently under a microscope. Now, when a woman looks at your profile, she's probably already screened at least 5 to 10 before she got to yours. That means you have roughly 5 seconds to make a solid impression before she dismisses you entirely. So here are a few do's and don'ts of profile creation for you guys. Don't. Use your username to express bravado, sexual prowess, or an obscure nerdy hobby. Most women will find this cliche and immature, all right? Do, however, make your username genuine and down to earth. You are more likely to get responses if you use your first name in your username. A woman is far more likely to open a message from Alex007 than something like Gangsta Pimp Nuts Long Stroke McCoy or something stupid like that. Okay, please believe. Don't include overly general or cliche information in the About Me section of your profile. We already know that you love outdoors, you love having fun, and you love your pets. You know, so, yeah, that's a no-no. But do write about your most unique and original qualities. Add some sarcasm, opinion, and personality in there. Don't be afraid to stand out. Even if you come across as a little edgy, you may even want to poke fun at some of the more popular dating profile cliches in your profile. I do that all the time. I'm just a box of chocolates, I think, with mine. You know? So, yeah, definitely be unique, original. Sarcasm, a little bit is good. You know, that shows personality. So, yeah, hope that works for you. Now, don't flaunt your wealth or salary. Seriously, don't leave the salary. All right, so leave the salary field empty. That's what I mean to say. In fact, it may seem counterintuitive, but trust us on this one. All right, you don't want to flaunt your wealth or salary. You know, I mean, hey, one of two things can happen, and you know what those are. So you don't want to really attract those type of women because they are out there too. All right, so do be humble. 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 Yeah, you can be humble. You can be confident, but you don't need your money to do that for you. Nothing repulses a genuine chick more than an arrogant, cocky, rich a-hole. Okay? Instead, post pictures of yourself enjoying your money. You can do that without directly alluding to it. If you can afford to travel frequently, have pictures of yourself in an exciting foreign setting, spend a lot of money on fun hobbies, you can show that off. It'll add some mystery to your profile, and she'll be wondering, what the heck does this guy do for a living? You know, so, yeah, if you send her a message, she just might hit you back up because she, you know, you're interesting. She's curious. And we don't get that many profiles that we're really curious about these days. All right, so don't tell your entire life story. Your bio should be quick, should be a quick read, not an entire book detailing every single detail about you. You do want to keep your bio between 50 and 300 words long, and some people would say that's being generous. Also, make sure it doesn't reveal too much about your life and history. Now, if you're already an open book before she even meets you, she won't have the opportunity to figure you out. So maintain a little mystery to keep her guessing. Her imagination will make you far more exciting than a 1,200-word essay on how special you are. Yeah, those are my tips. Those are my tips for today, guys. Hope they helped. I thought I went a little bit too fast. The great thing about internet radio, especially via EOTMradio.com, is you can rewind it a bit and listen again. Rewind. You'll be able to catch the archive of this show about 10 minutes after we end it. So you'll be able to do all that, okay? And if you think these tips were helpful or, you know, think they're cool and I'm just so nice and you appreciate me, leave a comment, tweet me or something. Let me know how special I am because I think you're special too. All right, this is my time and these were my online dating tip minutes for you guys. Have a great rest of your weekend. Carla B is out. Until next time. Bye. Eva.